Notes from Green Elch, number 179. Live worthily. At the end of our school term, before Christmas break, I assigned a final project to my digital art class. Students could choose the subject matter instead of following a prescribed theme. One of my students decided to paint a simplified scene of the Normandy landings during World War II, since he just saw the movie Saving Private Ryan. A quote from the movie applies to our lives as we consider how to approach this coming year. The movie is based on a true story of 8 Army Rangers assigned to find a young paratrooper, Private Ryan, who was on the front lines of battle, and bring him home because he was the last of 4 sons, 3 of which were already killed in action. At tremendous cost in hardship, suffering, injury, and death, the unit saves Private Ryan. Later, as an elderly man, Ryan and his family visit the grave of one of his rescuers to pay tribute. Grieving and grateful, Ryan speaks to the tombstone. "Every day I think about what you said to me that day on the bridge, and I've tried to live my life the best I could. I hope that was enough." If you've seen the movie, you know how impactful it is. Yet even more meaningful is the truth that Jesus has fought the ultimate battle for you. He has died and rose again so you can be saved from death and experience new, everlasting life with God. How will you live the remaining days you've been given in response to this wonderful truth? How you are to live doesn't have to be a mystery. Since Jesus came to give you life, he shows anyone who trusts and obeys him how to live. He even gives you his Spirit to counsel, correct, comfort, and empower you. You don't need to earn God's love or salvation. He freely gives it to all who ask. If you want to follow Jesus, you simply do and say what he did, as his Spirit gives you the opportunity and ability. Although it's simple, it isn't always easy, because God's way runs counter to the self-serving ways of our fallen world. However, persevere and live like Jesus out of love for him, for who he is, and for what he has done for you. As the Apostle Paul lived like Jesus, he faced opposition, yet that did not stop him. He wrote to believers, "As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Likewise, grow in God's love and truth, then share both with others so they can be saved as you have been." Although Jesus was fully God, he also became fully man. He was born as a child and developed as a young man in order to carry out his mission. In the Bible, Jesus' development was described in 3 ways. In the book of Luke, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." Let these 3 factors guide your development also, as you seek to live like Jesus. First, consider wisdom. To revere, honor, and love God is the beginning of wisdom. Converse with and listen to God. Rest in him and rely on him. Discern and work with eternity in mind. Study God's Word by observing, interpreting, and applying it so you live worthy of the knowledge you receive and the sacrifice that's been made for you. Stature. Grow and learn. Live worthy of God's family, which you've been adopted into. Work with others. Be a role model. Sacrifice for others. Lay down your life in love for God and others. And finally, favor. Find your greatest pleasure in pleasing God. Know that He loves you unconditionally. Respond in love to that glorious truth. Rest assured in His faithfulness. Live worthy of the name of Jesus Christ. Shine His light. Speak His truth. Extend His grace. Offer His forgiveness and share His love. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. Each day is a gift to be regiven. Approach this coming year not just as something to get out of it, but as something to invest into and give away. Don't waste this year on insignificant pursuits. Seek to serve rather than be served. Like Private James Ryan, consider how you will live to honor the sacrifice that Jesus made for you. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German Christian martyred during World War II, wrote, "Salvation is free, but discipleship will cost you your life." Spend your life receiving and extending God's grace and love. Grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God. After Jesus rose from the dead, and before He ascended to heaven, He told His disciples, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." He gave them power and authority and commissioned them to go and make disciples, baptizing people and teaching them to obey all His commands. As they did, He promised to be with them. Follow Jesus and live in a way that others can come to know God and be saved. Then you and those you've reached will be ready for what God has next when Jesus returns to consummate His kingdom.